You're listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a good week. Hope it's good and not bad, because we're talking about shepherds. It's the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Grab something to write on, something to write with. Our first reading comes from Jeremiah, chapter 23, verses 1 through 6. Our psalm response from Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6. Of course, it's Psalm 23. We're talking about shepherds. Our second reading from Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 13 to 18. And our gospel continues from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 30 to 34. Now, I mentioned shepherds probably three times already. You're going to hear the word shepherd about 247 times in the readings this week. Well, maybe not that many, but a lot of times. And it's important for us to remember, because we live in the 21st century, and shepherds, although we do still have shepherds in different parts of the world, it's not one of those normal occupations. You're not going to go online and find an application for shepherds normally. You're not going to go to a job fair at your local college or high school and find a table set up. Do you want to come be a shepherd? You're not going to see any commercials, really incredible commercials with great music, like the Army or the Air Force, calling you to come be a shepherd. However, we do still have shepherds among us, and they're not as far away as farmlands. They're as close as your local parish, as your local diocese. Your priest is a shepherd, a true shepherd, as are your deacons. And the priests, in their being shepherds, are led by a shepherd, who is the bishop, and that's why he carries that big shepherd stick we call a crozier. And it's important to keep our eyes open. It's also important to remember that shepherds aren't just the guys who guard the sheep and protect the sheep from the wolves, although they do that, and the church does do that. The church gives us shepherds to protect us from the wolves that is evil and the world. But shepherds also go after the sheep. They go after the lost sheep with an evangelistic heart. In this first reading, as God is speaking to Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, he reminds the people, "Woe to those shepherds who mislead and scatter the flock of my pasture," says the Lord. When God says woe to somebody, we have to remember that that means they're going to be in a pretty bad spot. That's a really gentle way of saying they're going to have a bad day when their days are over. Okay, woe to them. But listen to what God says in the middle of this reading. "I myself will gather the remnant of my flock from all the lands to which I've driven them and bring them back to the meadow. I will appoint shepherds for them who will shepherd them so that they no longer fear or tremble." You hear that? God's saying, okay, I'm going to do this myself. I'm the one that's going to gather everybody back together. And then once I gather everybody back together, I'm going to be the one who appoints good shepherds, who appoints shepherds who are going to take care of them, who are going to protect them, who are going to feed them, and who are going to go after them when they go astray. We're reminded in the psalm response, and if you've never prayed Psalm 23, if you've never actually opened it and prayed it, I ask you this week, open Psalm 23 and just pray it. It is one of the most famous psalms, but it's a beautiful psalm, and it's a great reminder about God's intimate love for us. But in the second reading, you're going to remember again, listen to the first line and listen to the shepherd imagery. "In Christ Jesus, you who were once far off, lost sheep, have become near by the blood of Christ." How do we receive the blood of Christ? Through his shepherds, the priests, right? As the reading goes on, "He came and preached peace to you who were far off," okay? Who preaches peace to you? Our shepherds, the priests. "To those of you who were far off, and peace to those who were near, for through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father." Through the priesthood of Jesus Christ, the high priesthood of Jesus Christ in the Roman Catholic Church, we have a unique access to God the Father through the sacraments, okay, through the Mass. Now in the Gospel, we're going to hear again the first words in the Gospel, the apostles who were the first shepherds, right? Christ's first priests, his first shepherds, his first bishops. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all that they had done and taught. And at that moment, he reminds them, come away to a deserted place and pray. So he's taking them away. Remember, he's calling the shepherds back to himself, the good shepherd, right? He's even calling them to come out into the pasture like sheep, because even for the shepherds, for the priests, Christ is their shepherd, right? He's calling them to come away and pray. But when he gets there, when they go away, people see them leaving, so people run to where they're going. And it says, as Christ disembarked from the boat, he saw a vast crowd, and his heart was moved with pity for them. They were like sheep without a shepherd. My brothers and my sisters, Christ's heart is moved with pity for us, for all of us. He knows our needs. He knows our desires. He knows our wants. A lot of us are lost sheep. Some of you listening to this, you're the sheep that are in the fold, okay? And you're close to him, and you hear his voice, and you recognize his voice, and you follow him wherever he goes. And some of us, we're sort of around, but he needs to poke and prod us sometimes. He needs to get that shepherd staff around our neck and pull us closer to him. Sometimes that hurts, but he's doing it for our own good. And some of you listening to this maybe have been running for a while. Maybe you've been lost. Maybe you're too far away to hear his voice. That's what sin does. Sometimes it deafens us. We can't hear the shepherd's voice clearly, and you're a little ways away. And I'm here to tell you, my brother or my sister, he's coming for you. He's calling out your name. You have a shepherd that's crawling over mountains and down into valleys and across ravines, and he's cut up and he's bleeding and he's sunburned, and he's calling your name because he's a shepherd who loves his sheep that much. He's coming after you. Let him. He's sending shepherds into your life to speak truth to you. My brothers and my sisters, if you haven't thanked God for your priest lately, do so. And if you haven't looked your priest in the eyes lately and said thank you for your vocation, thank you for saying yes, then do so. And if you haven't looked at the good shepherd lately and said thank you for loving me, thank you for never giving up on me, then fall on your knees this day, then go encounter him in the Eucharist and the sacraments and do so. For he is the good shepherd, and there's nothing you shall want. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.